Something else that's really cool is, again, talk about the best Mother's Day gift ever. How about seeing your kid again after being away from him because you're in quarantine? Rwanda Mejia is a nurse here in Chicago, and this had to be just a spectacular Mother's Day, Rwanda. Thanks for being on WGN, and thanks for taking time out of your day for us.
No problem. Thank you.
So what was it like? So you were away from home, I understand, and your sister was watching your 6-year-old boy?
Correct. She had him since early April. So he was over there a total of 5 weeks, I believe. I was in strict quarantine for, I think it was 2.5, 3 weeks maybe. I didn't come out of quarantine until I was completely isolated or asymptomatic. It was very hard because he's only 6, and he doesn't quite understand everything. So it was very hard from the beginning for him as well.
So was it that you were showing symptoms? Is that right, Wanda? You had to go into quarantine, or what happened to you physically in your health?
Yes. So because I am a nurse and I was working inpatient, and actively exposed or in contact with patients, my sister and I had already agreed that she would pick him up the first weekend of April and just take him just to, the precautionary measure. However, unfortunately, I began having symptoms. A day before she picked them up. So she picked them up on the 2nd. So I started to have a low-grade temp, and I knew that it was probably going to progress. So I texted her right away and, told her, and she left her house right away and picked them up. We were trying to do as best as we could, distancing in the home until she picked them up. But, of course, for the 6-year-old, it's very difficult. So she took him early April, and then from then on, my symptoms just kind of progressed really fast within a day or two, and I was out. I was completely out and really, really sick for a good 7 days, but overall I had a fever for about 10, 11 days straight. So it was very difficult. Thankfully, I have a sister, and, we're very grateful that she had the opportunity to work from home so that she could take care of him. We are a single parent home, so that was an immense help, as you can imagine.
Is your sister there? I understand she might be with you. Jennifer, are you there? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I'm right here.
God bless you. Thanks for, you hear it in her voice. Rwanda was going through quite a bit, and her son's with you, and so you took care of Gabriel in the meantime. She's thankful for you. It seemed like you got through it with him, but he had to miss his mom, I'm sure, too.
Oh, for sure. Every night he would say, I miss my mom, every single night.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I would say that I knew, and that it was, it would be okay, and it was only temporary, that she missed him too, and, just explain why, and the best that you can explain it to a 6-year-old, which is, mommy's sick right now, and this is just so that we don't get sick, and it's just for a little while, and he's like, okay, but it was definitely hard not being able to tell him exactly how long.
Yeah. That's the thing. But then, Rwanda, when you found out that it was Mother's Day that you'd actually get to see him again, I mean, that had to be such a cool thing, right?
It was the best Mother's Day. I got to, see him and hug him and, kiss him. Thankfully, I recovered without having to go to the hospital. And I am back to work, but, thankfully, I'm not doing direct patient work. I'm kind of in an office with paperwork. I don't think it was planned. It just kind of worked out that way. And so I think that's why my sister and I both came to the agreement that my risk is essentially pretty low right now to non-existent. So we kind of agreed that it would be okay to, bring him back home. So it was definitely a very nice Mother's Day, and he still hasn't stopped telling me how much he misses me. He just needs a lot of, a lot of reassurance and a lot of hugs and a lot of kisses and just letting him know that I miss him just as much as well. Every day, all day, he tells me still. So I know he's very happy to finally be home as well.
Oh, I bet. I saw that he showed up in his Superman costume, the full, yes, the cape and all, ready for it. Here he's a big fan of the superheroes.
He lives in costumes. He's been living in costumes since the age of, I would say, at least, 1.5, 2 years old. He has many, many costumes, superheroes, chefs, firemen, any costumes. He's a big fan of the bad guys, the bad superheroes like Thanos. But in general, he wears a costume every day, sometimes multiple costumes a day. That's his thing.
So I'm sure he's like holding on to you now for and just doesn't want to let you go. But it's so cool that you both were have been reunited and that, you know, he's okay, too, health wise, because that's what this was all about. Right.
Exactly. Yes. He thankfully I think he did have a temperature one night when he first went over to my sister. Luckily, it didn't go any further than that. It was just that one night and he did fine. You know, she gave him Tylenol and he was fine and it didn't go past that. So we're very, very thankful. Like I said, I mean, it's very hard to distance yourself 6 feet away from a six-year-old in the same household. As much as you tell them, as much as you know, you try to be proactive and have them understand. It's just very difficult for them. They don't understand that at that age.
Oh, yeah, no question. They want to be with their mom. Of course they do. And now he can be. So that's the great part. It's you know, it's awesome. Are you hearing from other healthcare workers and friends or nurses that they're not going home? Just to take a precaution, because we do hear some people are making that choice, even if they're not showing symptoms.
Yeah. So many of my friends / colleagues / coworkers, many of them, most of them are nurses and most of them have children. Some don't have that option to kind of stay out of the home. Most of them in my situation with my group of people, my group of friends, they are doing, you know, taking whatever measures they can while remaining in the home. Because, of course, then you also have the e-learning. And, you know, some of them have their husbands or partners, but then they, too, will also work. And some of them don't have the options to work from home. So it's just an overall very unique situation per family, you know, depending on the family's needs and options. But most of the people that I know are still within the home. Luckily, most of them have been okay. And just taking those extra precautionary measures and, you know, I guess just praying that everything goes well and nobody gets sick. I don't know anybody that is outside of their home. I know some of my other friends that have older kids, you know, they sent them to stay with the grandma's house, but it's only, you know, very, very few people that have kids within that age group that can do that. Yeah, otherwise we're just kind of taking it day by day and just, you know, bringing it.
Well, Rhonda, I'm so happy you guys are reunited. I'm happier with your son, and thanks for doing what you're doing in healthcare, because I know you truly are on the front lines, which is why what happened to you did happen to you.
Right. So, Thank you. No problem. I mean, I love what I do, and I wouldn't change it for any other profession. I think this is what I love, and, you know, I'm good at, and I love it. And, you know, we thank everybody being so gracious and thanking us and everything, but this, you know, this is what we do. So thank you.
I hear you. Thanks for doing what you do, Rhonda. Jennifer, thanks for calling in, too. Thanks for calling in to WGA.
Thank you.
Give an extra hug to Gabriel for us. Appreciate it.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much.